1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Sitter Time, 721. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester County. Everyone listening streaming live, Boston, Austin, Houston. Please keep your texts, comments, and emails coming. I want to give a big shout-out to our friend Dr. Arthur Jenkins. He's a local Greenwich dad, an award-winning neurosurgeon. Arthur Jenkins, MD, board-certified neurosurgeon and expert in complex spinal surgery. You can check him out at jenkinsneurospine.com. Also an associate professor at Mount Sinai Hospital. And today's show is a prepared report about steps we can take to better model for our children, our families, our friends, people around us, our behaviors. I had the good fortune to attend a seminar recently on parenting, and I thought, why should I go to the seminar? My youngest is almost 18. My older kids are in their 20s. But there's always something to learn. And after the panel discussion, I appreciate the fact that Mimi Donegan, one of the panelists, a licensed clinical social worker here in Connecticut, stayed to spend time with me to answer some specific questions. And it's based on my talk with Mimi that this show is prepared. Mimi's background is impressive. She has been working in Connecticut as a licensed clinical social worker for over 25 years. She has taught as an adjunct professor at the University of Hartford Early Childhood Education Program for 10 years. She has taught neuropsychology and psychology and was a faculty member at the Loomis Chafee School teaching developmental psychology and neuropsychology for over 20 years. Mimi told me that her clinical work and research relies largely on strengths-based systems, an approach where you identify your friend or family member's strengths and work around that to build them up, which is a big mantra in our home. I always say, quoting Maya Angelou, people forget what you say, they forget what you do, but they never forget how you make them feel praise, praise, praise in a world where things can be so tough. Mimi has a private practice in Windsor, Connecticut, where she told me that her psychology work is based on a process of, quote, learning to manage a wide range of feelings, building positive skills, teaching them to friends and family by modeling, exploring valuable insights, and developing healthy relationships. And by using the strengths-based approach of identifying your own and others' strengths, we can better model for our friends, family, children, and the people around us. She told me that her work supports positive growth, always praising. And she gave some interesting tips and also questions. What do we do with our friends and family to model, for example, frustration and anger? And I had to pause on that one because I was thinking, I confided to her that my goal is to be neutral and that when I'm feeling frustrated and angry, I tend to say, I'm going to walk the dog now, which leaves the other person feeling frustrated perhaps when they say, great, you'll just take off. And I point out it's only about a 10-minute walk to the school nearby and they're welcome to come. And Mimi said that was a great coping skill. It's a way to take a break. And she's a big fan of exercise, deep breathing, and taking a break in situations. I researched the Child Mind Institute, how to model healthy coping skills. And according to a report that the Child Mind Institute prepared, they said healthy coping skills to teach our children take many forms, including mindfulness, deep breathing, and positivity. The Pediatric Children's Hospital of Colorado Pediatric Coping Skills Report had a similar report saying that tensing and relaxing are major muscle groups can also be a way of teaching coping skills to family, children, and people around us. Although tensing your hand, the examples they gave, clenching and opening your fist, I don't know if that would be perceived by kids or family members as a particularly enjoyable visual. So let's move on to the Lumiere Child Children's Therapy Program. Lumiere Children's Therapy came up with 6 coping skills to teach your children something Mimi called a toolbox, the importance of creating a toolbox for your children and family members that they can dip into when they want to regulate their emotions or cope with a situation. And the Lumiere Children's Therapy Program, and you can Google LumiereChild.com, gives specific examples of how to create a toolbox for friends, family, children, people around you, and yourself. Number 1, labeling emotions. Number 2, making a plan. Number 3, teaching coping techniques directly. Number 4, relying on your support system, which can mean meditation, yoga, researching the situation at your local library. And they suggest trying a little comedy as well as getting outside. And the examples they give are very specific. If you go to LumiereChild.com. If you want to reach out to Mimi and learn more, her name is Maureen Donegan, licensed social worker in Windsor, Connecticut. Her website is Maureen-Donegan, D-O-N-E-G-A-N.com. You can Google her. She's on Psychology Today profiles, Maureen Donegan in Windsor, Connecticut. And I thank her very much for taking the time to speak with me after the seminar to address specific ways on how we can better model for our children, our friends, our families, and ourselves. Mimi's at 860-371-8631. Her background is very impressive, extensive, working with children and adults for over 25 years here in Connecticut. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, thanks very much, Robin. That's another edition of Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. You can hear her Connecticut Press Club Award-winning show each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.